baseball is back again. The first games of the regular season were played last week in Tokyo. America's oldest professional sport has grown worldwide and the industry that supports it. But a tiny town in Texas is holding on to one tradition. KERA's Bill Zeeble in Dallas takes us to the factory that's still making gloves in the U.S. for Major League Baseball players.
About 100 miles northwest of Dallas-Fort Worth, past pastures of crops and cattle, sits Nakona, Texas, population 3,000, home to the Nakona Baseball Glove Factory. Inside, stacks of tanned and dyed kangaroo, buffalo, and calf skins are piled at one end of the 20,000-square-foot shop.
We literally bring leather in through one door, and magically ball gloves come out the door at the very end. That in about 45 labor operations, then you got a ball glove.
Rob Story should know. He's Nakona's executive vice president, and this is the family business. To survive the Depression, his grandfather Bob Story added ball gloves to the family's line of leather goods in 1934. Since then, just about every U.S. competitor has moved production overseas. Grandfather Bob, who died in 1980, said he'd rather quit and go fishing than import Nakonas.
In some ways, we see it as a competitive advantage because we have people that understand the game of baseball. Our competitors are making them in factories. A lot of those factories, people have never even seen a baseball game or know what it is. Sure, it would be easy to go over there and do something, but that's not who we are. We're not about easy.
Nakona and its 75 employees are about making, marketing, and selling their mostly handmade gloves in the town with the same name. The brand honors Comanche chief Peter Nakona. The company couldn't legally use the city's spelling, so Story's grandfather changed the C to a K, and it's been spelled that way ever since. Martin Gomez has been Nakona's master glove turner for 19 years. That's a big deal because every glove is first sewn inside out.
It's not that hard, you know, but it takes some time to learn, to get used to. Like the first time you started to work, get a blister all over your hands, but you get used to.
Story says Gomez is modest. If he's not careful, he can tear the leather and hand stitching. Gomez slides a rod in each inside-out finger, pushes it hard against a wooden dowel, and turns each leather finger back the right way. First, he sprays leather softener on the inside-out glove. Then, says Story, he heats it on a 250-degree metal form.
And it's very critical to do that so that you don't rip out any of the seams while we're going through this process, because this process, in some ways, is more difficult on the glove than actually the game of baseball.
The game of baseball, after all, is what Nakona's all about, even if it's not nearly as well-known as giants like Rawlings or Wilson. In the youth market, though, it's big.
I grew up using a Nakona glove. My first glove that I ever really remember was a first baseman's mitt that was a Nakona.
That's Arizona relief pitcher Robbie Scott. When we first talked long distance, he was with the Red Sox between World Series games. Nakona found him while searching for player endorsements. Scott says there's just something special about it.
I will never wear a different glove. It's a special bond that I have with them. They could have 200 players wearing their gloves, but to me, it seems special because they make it seem like I'm the only one.
Ann says Story, Nakona's the only maker he knows of that'll refurbish its old, tattered mitts. He says, try that with a glove made overseas. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Nakona, Texas.